Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Courtney with 3B Soap Reviews. Listen, my life has been so absolutely insane, as I always like to say, because it never changes. I am doing this huge transition into going into YouTube, and it's tough because you have to have all this really awesome equipment, and there's just a lot being demanded of me in terms of how I'm going to be able to get all of that done with my schedule. And so I told them that I'm going to stick to radio just for the next week or two, just so that I'm able to talk to you guys. Even though we interact with you guys full time on Twitter, I just think that we need to be able to do our show, and I'm waiting on a lot of equipment to come in. So that's how we're going to be doing that. So anyway, if you want to call in, that would be really groovy. And the guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started and kind of talk to you about where my mindset is at in terms of where the soaps are all falling on the spectrum. I'm going to go ahead and start with Days of Our Lives, even though that normally is typically the one that I talk about last, just because I haven't been as interactive with that one. But here lately I have, because we have Sammy Brady back. And a lot of, a lot of talk about what's going on Days, especially with Will being alive, or is he Will? And we're going to talk about all that. So the one thing that I want to talk about first about Days is, obviously, I'm going to address my family, my Jamie family. I'm not here to tell you that I know more than you do. I don't, not where this is concerned, I don't. What I can tell you is my theories. I can tell you my opinions, and I can tell you just simply where I think that the show is going in that direction, and that's all I can provide. I'm not more educated in what's going on with this storyline than anybody else is, just simply because they've kept it on lockdown, and all that we have right now is a bunch of theories. So where Ejami is concerned, obviously we don't have James Scott on the screen. That's clear. But we're being thrown a lot of bones. We're hearing a lot of things about EJ and how he's being mentioned in conversation in passing. Kate mentioning him randomly it was Friday's episode, and then, or Thursday, I cannot remember, everything flows together. And then we have Sammy talking about EJ incessantly, about being in the love of her life, and how she wants to know if he's alive. Now, I don't see what the point would be of them having all these hints being dropped if that wasn't going to be the intent. So here's my theory. My theory is that I don't know. You know, there's been, James Scott did two fan events, and, you know, I've heard different rumors and different stories from different people that have supposedly gone, and saying that he said different things about returning to Days of Our Lives. So I'm not even going to address that, because I don't know who's telling the truth. No offense to the people that I've talked to, I just simply don't know what the truth is. But I lean more towards some people, just because I know that they've been honest with me in the past about things. And then there are others that I know that have kind of sugarcoated the situation just to kind of make me and other Ejami family members feel better. No offense to you. I understand you're trying to help, but lying to us is going to make it worse. So, where that's all concerned, my theory is this. I'm thinking that if we're thrown a bone any more than we already have been, I think we're just going to get a reveal that EJ is alive. I don't see the point in Ron writing it this way if that's not going to be the case. And the reason why that I feel that way is because I think that it's a lead-in situation. And the lead-in situation to me is that we are going to find out that EJ is alive. Things are left unfinished. And I've even been told by some people that, you know, you got to have the patience to watch it pan out. Okay, well, watching it pan out for me is not hearing, you know, and seeing Sammy go after EJ and then finding out he's dead. That's not going to work for me. If all these other people are being resurrected, which I thought ended up being just a Halloween episode, but still, we still got something where Serena was concerned, or Paige, or whoever, and we don't get anything where EJ is concerned, especially with the fact that Kristen injected him with that serum. I'm sorry, we can't be left unfinished like this. Something has to come of it. And even if it's an off-screen reveal, I'm fine with that. I need some closure. I think the Ejami family needs closure. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to my show that absolutely despise Ejami. That's fine. But you can't deny that this couple, this super couple, had this kind of an impact on daytime television, because they did. And the family is still so passionate about it. And we're passionate about it because we believe in it. And because you have these two rock stars that that performed on the show as these amazing characters with so much depth and with so much, they just had an essence to them that is so rare to find in daytime television, that you can't deny the fact that these people have that kind of an impact on us and other viewers. So my theory will remain that I think that we will get an off-screen reveal of EJ. Hopefully he'll come back. I don't know. I'm hoping so, but there's no promises, because I can't promise you something I don't know. All I can tell you is what I hope. And what I hope is that we get some sort of closure, reveal, anything. I want the door to remain open. I want to see James Scott return. Of course I do. But at this point, I don't know what's going to happen. And I know people have said, oh, well, I know for a fact he's not coming back. Okay, well, you can say that all day long. You're not an NBC affiliate. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're throwing out theories just like everybody else. And I don't mean that in an offensive way at all. I just mean, you know, don't put your foot down and say that you know exactly what's going to go on, because you don't. And James has been known to change his mind in the past, so I don't know. All I can say is, and I can say this with firm belief, that I simply don't know. All I can tell you is what I hope for. So that's where I'm going to leave it. And I think that even now, with the fact that even of EJ mentions, you know, I think that it's creating a lot of hope, and all we can do is hope that it's not false. So moving on from that, we, of course, are going to talk about, let's go ahead and move on to Bold and Beautiful. I've been watching it incessantly because I love it so much, and I talk about that a lot, is how much I've grown to love Bold and Beautiful. I live for waiting. I absolutely cannot wait to see Bill find out about that affair, or about that relationship. It's not even an affair, it's a relationship. I am so excited to see that happen. Quinn's reaction was epic. I loved it. And to see the way that Bill's going to react is going to be even better. Now, going into Sweets, though, I'm hearing a lot, though, that Wyatt and Katie are still trying to keep it mum, still trying to keep it from Bill. They still don't want it to get out. I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to keep that going, but hopefully we'll be able to see a big boom of a reveal here soon. And then, of course, we have Liam and Sally doing their thing. Of course, he's trying to be supportive of her because of the fact that Bill is trying to take down Spectra and has imploded the building. And the thing, the fact of the matter is that my opinion, even though I'm a pretty developed newbie at this point, but my opinion is I don't understand what Liam's fascination with Sally is anyway, because, hello, you've got Steffi. Have you seen her? Come on. Can we, like, anybody? I'm looking behind me. Anybody? It's ridiculous to me that you have this gorgeous, talented, driven woman, and you are focusing all of your energy on a woman that's not your wife, and I hate that. And I even jokingly said on Twitter, I can't stand the fact that Shirley keeps talking to Sally and saying, oh, you have feelings for Liam Spencer. I know you have feelings for Liam Spencer. Stop saying Liam Spencer. Am I the only person on this earth that watches soap operas and I can't stand when they say first and last name over and over and over and over again? And I know that there's always a reason for everything, but it drives me crazy. If I hear Liam Spencer one more time, I'm going to freak out. So with all that being said, we have Bill realizing that he's still in love with somebody else. Oh, I wonder who that's going to be. It'll end up being Steffi, I'm sure. And that's an opinion. Obviously, that hasn't been revealed in the spoilers who it's going to be, but we can guess. And then Brooke's going to have her own little issues with Ridge, among other problems that will be coming to L.A. So, yeah, so Bold and Beautiful is really, it's progressing. It's going in a really good direction. I'm pleased with it. I'm, you know, that's just my opinion, like I say, but Sheila's not also about that. Sheila's not giving up on getting Eric back. I don't know where her mindset is at. I don't understand how she thinks she even stands a chance with Eric, with the things that she has done here lately, but apparently she thinks she does. So we're going to see how that spirals out of control as well. Okay. So then Young and the Restless. I've got a pretty heavy opinion on Young and the Restless just because of the fact that a lot has been going on that I don't really see as necessary. And I've kind of gotten that vibe from other Young and the Restless fans. I think that the story with Graham and Dina has drug out so far that it's exhausting me. And I love the character. I love Dina. I think she's a really, I mean, she deserves better material. I think that she needs to have a little bit more depth in this whole, you know, oh, I believe my kids. Oh, I believe you, Graham. Oh, I love my kids. Oh, I love you. It's just ridiculous. I can't get on board with it. But, and then Jack and Ashley, I've loved seeing Peter and Eileen have such really strong material to work with. And now that we've got Mal on board, hopefully that's going to continue. Hopefully it's going to get better, because I know that there's been a lot of criticisms of the writing before Mal joined the ship. So we're hoping to see a little bit more depth and other characters that have not been in the forefront finally get a little bit of airtime. And that starts with Neil and Devon. And that's something I was saying. I was saying, hey, we got to get Neil up in the front. And finally, I think Mal is going to do that. And that's really good. I'm hoping that we can see a Lane reunion. But I understand also that we have to have a little bit of tension, I guess you would say. Not everybody can stay happy forever. It's the same thing with Chabby on Days of Our Lives. Everybody's saying, okay, well, they're happy now. Boring. You know, and you're just expecting this drama. And I think that that kind of comes with it. It's a soap opera. What do you expect? I don't think that characters and relationships need to necessarily implode, but I think that we also need a little bit of depth and layers, and we do need a little bit of drama with everybody in some way, shape, or form. And with that being said, we are at the forefront of dealing with Philly's breakup or their problems. I wouldn't even say necessarily a breakup yet, just because, you know, Phyllis is just kind of fed up with the way things have turned out, even though she's semi a bit of a hypocrite, which is just, that's a Phyllis thing. But I've kind of caught myself feeling negatively towards just kind of the development. I mean, before Mal, these characters were so underwhelmingly developed, and Victoria is really whiny, and I have a hard time with it. Because I love Victoria, and I love Billy, too, and, you know, Phyllis as well. So, and I will always be a fact fan. I'm always going to want Phyllis and Jack together. That's just me. But I really want a Billy reunion really bad, but she is so broken and messy right now, Victoria is, that I'm like, you know what? I'm not so sure. Not right now, anyway. But I would like to see that happen. I would like to see Billy reunite. But I understand there's a lot of, a lot of things at the core for Philly as well. I completely understand why that ship, and you know, exists. But I'm always going to be a fat fan. And then we're dragging out this Mariah and Tessa thing. I think that Mariah and Devon need to break up. It is evident that Devon is still in love with Hillary. It is evident that Mariah is in love with Tessa. She's let that be known. And I absolutely want to say, before I say anything else on this show, that I am so impressed and so proud of Cameron and Caitlin. And it just blows my mind, even and Sharon Case, too. They have completely knocked it out of the park. And I'm just stunned by their ability to show emotions, raw, honest, up front and center. This is honestly, I think this is what a lot of people in the LGBT community go through, especially with the fact, and something that Mariah even described when she was talking to Sharon about it, she said, it's not women, it's her. And that's something I think that a lot of people don't take into account, is that there are these situations. There are these situations where you love an individual, one individual of the same gender. It happens all the time. You may not be attracted to somebody of the same sex, but you might be in love with that one person. And I love the honesty behind that. I love the fact that Mariah's like, no, it's not women. Will she ever become, you know, full-blown lesbian? Who knows? At this point, we just want to stay focused on the fact that she's got feelings for Tessa. And Tessa, I think, has a lot of fear with how to admit that she feels the same way. And it's evident she does. But I also want to see Mariah bring more honesty with the fact that she's got to break it off with Devon. She's got to, because you know, Hillary and Devon are evident that they need to be together, but I haven't even really been seeing any interactions with them here lately because Hillary's been in Jordan's orbit, which I'm sorry, he is a useless character. I don't like him. He's smug and he takes up the air in the room, and I cannot invest in that character. I just can't. And Hillary is just too big of a powerhouse to deal with somebody like that. And he's a troublemaker. I'm just not a fan. So it's just time to go ahead and reunite Devon. And I definitely think that Mal has that in store. I do. I will be stunned if he doesn't. But Taraya is, yes, it's a controversial thing, but it's necessary. I think that Kate and Cameron are shining in their roles now that they are able to play this part of these two girls who just happen to be best friends, and then something develops. It does. It happens all the time. And to anybody that is homophobic about it, well, I'm sorry. This is one of the most beautiful stories I've ever seen on daytime television, and I was stunned. I was shooketh. I was shooketh when I watched those things. I was in tears. You know that you are performing whenever you have the ability to move somebody to tears. And that's exactly what happened to me. And Sharon's honest reaction to it. She didn't even care if anybody else noticed. It wasn't even about the fact that it was Tessa or that it was a girl. It was about the fact that it was, her brother's girlfriend. That was what her concern was, which is it's a concern, because it's going to cause problems between Noah and Mariah when it finally comes out. And it will, I'm sure. If it doesn't, I won't really know what to do because it's eating me alive because I love the story so much. But anyway, and I've had a lot of you guys asking me about General Hospital. I'm sorry. I am consumed by three soap operas. I am so consumed, and I'm trying my best to figure out a way to implement it and to be able to invest in it because, it's like when a child's born, like your son, your nephew, whatever, and you love this child for so long, and then you find out, here comes another one. You're like, how am I going to love this one as much as I love the first one? And I love all these soap operas for different reasons. And I found a way to bring Bold and the Beautiful into my life. And I catch myself watching it before I watch Days or Young and the Reckless. And I love Bold and the Beautiful. And so I'm just like, well, crap. And I know that once, I really invest in General Hospital, I know it'll be there. And I get so many DMs from you guys regarding General Hospital. I'm so sorry. I try so hard to break the news that, I'm just not in it yet. And, I suck, I know. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to do it. It's just, it's a tough gig, man. It's tough. Tough, especially when you're in this business. You're just like, crap, I've got to have an opinion on everything. So it comes with it, I guess. So anyway, another thing, let's go ahead and move on to something I'm totes excited about right here at the end of the show, our giveaway. So our giveaway for October is themed for General Hospital. Ha, how ironic, the show that I don't watch. So the things that I do, I just hate myself sometimes. So anyway, we're going to make it awesome. The Geek Suite is amazing. And one of the people on the creative team over there is one of my best friends. So I just love her to death. And she's so great. And I love her. I just love her. And she does amazing work. Her and her boyfriend both do incredible work. If you have not seen it, go to our Twitter page, 3BSoap Reviews, and check it out. And look at some of the materials that we've sent out to some of the fans. It's crazy, and I cannot wait for our product line to come out, which we are really trying to get together and figure this out. I've already got a list of pre-orders. We have our top 10 people that will be getting a custom 3BSoap Reviews shirt whenever they're released, and those will actually be given to you. The first 10 that reached out to us and wanted a shirt, you get a free one, and then after that, anybody on the pre-order list, the first order, you're going to get a discount off of it. And it's going to be probably about 10 or 20%. We haven't decided, but I'll let you know. But it's going to be a discount. And you'll be given a coupon code so that we know that you are one of them and we'll match it up and all that other fun stuff. So last month was really, really cool. We had a Bold and the Beautiful giveaway. If you haven't seen our shirt, you need to go on to 3B Soap Reviews on Twitter and check it out. It's the coolest shirt ever. And I actually loved it so much that I had to get one for myself. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pick our winner for General Hospital's October giveaway. So here we go. So excited. Just can't hide it. That was pathetic. Don't listen to me anymore. Go ahead and just stop listening to the show. Let's see. Okay, so the winner is Daryl Robinson. I love you, Daryl. He always keeps me in the know on Twitter. So congratulations, dear. You have won our General Hospital giveaway. And if you haven't followed this dude, he posts news all the time if you want to be able to keep up with him. He tags me and stuff all the time, and I retweet some of his stuff. He's a really up to standard. He knows his crap. So anyway, congratulations, General Hospital winner for October. And November is going to be Days of Our Lives. And then Bold and the Beautiful this month, and then December is Days of Our Lives. Okay, so November is Bold and Beautiful. If you want to be considered for it, you either have to follow our page, and we always take note to people that follow us, okay? And if it's something you want, go ahead and DM us because we follow you back. DM us and say, hey, or retweet the tweets that we put out about it. If we say, hey, if you want to be a part of the giveaway, go ahead and give us a retweet, okay? And then we throw your name into a bucket, and that's it. That's it. I'm so, so happy for everybody that keeps winning all this really cool stuff. And I love my Young and the Restless mug that fits here at my home instead of at my office. I just don't want it at my office. You know, I don't want to use it. It's beautiful. And then we've had such cool stuff. We had a Chabby tote given away. We have the Bold and the Beautiful shirt that we've given away, and that's coming in the mail for her. We kind of ran behind. Sometimes they are so swamped because they are such a successful business that they just get thrown into tizzy, and they're so great to be able to accommodate to us. So, anyway, again, Daryl, congratulations. I'm going to get with you, get your address, and we're going to get you a really cool gift out to you. So, again, if you haven't followed us on Twitter, why not? 3B Soap Reviews. And then go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like I said, I'm just getting some equipment together so that we can have a proper show to put together for you because I don't have a studio in my home. I don't have a room to do that. All space taken up because we have so much shit in this house, okay? So much. And so I'm going to be putting together all that stuff so then we'll be able to do proper YouTube videos. So just go ahead and tune on to Blog Talk Radio for like another week or two, and then we'll be able to start doing YouTube. I did this last one at our vacation house, and it was a lot of fun and everything, but I want to be able to do this just right for you. We will have our Q&A tomorrow. DM us your questions. It'll be at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm trying to think what else. You can follow me on Instagram. I don't do a lot of soap-related stuff on Instagram yet. We haven't really created a page for it. It's my personal account. You can follow us at CTreezyBaby. I know, weird, but you're not going to ever understand. It's CTreezy and then baby. CTreezyBaby. If you want the story behind that, not that I think that you'll really care, but, you know, I can tell you all about it. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, guys, and being loyal to me and loyal to the soaps, because we just got to keep this awesome, awesome thing alive. And you guys are doing a great job doing it. Love your opinions, love your messages, love your DMs and your suggestions. I love all of it. So thank you so much. And I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.